us in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
In the Word of God, the word house write this down. This is very important. A house is a dwelling place. It may be a physical structure with where people live, or perhaps it is the physical body where you live. 2 Corinthians 5:1, your physical body, your house. Sometimes called the tent. 1 Timothy 3:15, the church, the entire church, is called the house of God. Now, when the house is built up, we learn that when the house is built up, it is called a spiritual house. And a spiritual house is a place where God is glorified and His will is executed. God is glorified and His will, His word, is executed. It's a spiritual house. It's a built-up house. It's 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. Says, you also as living stones are being built up into a spiritual house. You're being built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So here we have in this verse, according to Peter the Apostle, we have a built up people. A people who are built up, and a people who are built up will offer spiritual sacrifices. Built up people offer spiritual sacrifices. People who are not built up offer whining and complaining about life's details on a daily basis. There's always something to complain about, always something to whine about, always something to murmur about. But a built-up people supersedes all that and offers up spiritual sacrifices to God. In other words, you go through the day and you can sing and praise God and deal with life's difficulties and deal with the pressures in the office and deal with the situations you meet and do it with a joyful spirit and do it with praise on your lips because you're built up. It's a spiritual thing. You are a built-up person, part of a spiritual house. If you're not built up, then it won't take long for us to realize that, because out of your mouth will come complaining, whining, murmuring, negativity, and on it goes. And we will get a hint. We'll get a hint. We'll say, "Aha! I'm suspecting this person's not built up today by the barrage of complaints coming out of their lips." It's a dead giveaway. Now, the word for built up is oikodomeo. It's actually Hugh's second cousin. Lives in Alabama. Oikodomeo. Oikodomeo, he's a great guy. And you'll always remember that now, Oikodomeo. And this Swamp was his kid. Swampy DeMeo was his child. Okie DeMeo, means to be built up. Literally, it means a house builder. Oiko DeMeo means a house builder. Now, Jesus used the same word with Peter in Matthew 16:18 when he told Peter that upon this rock I will build my church. He used the same word, oiko DeMeo, and he said, I'll build my church, I will build my house upon this rock. And you know that the rock was not Peter, but Peter's confession. Peter made a confession of faith, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that, you know, upon that confession of faith would be the church would be built. Because upon a person acknowledging Jesus Christ and accepting Christ as their Savior, the entire church universally is built upon that confession. Who Jesus is, what he accomplished. So Peter's confession was the rock, the doctrinal foundation of the church that Jesus intended to build. Oiko DeMeo is also translated the word edification. Comes from the same word. The word edification in your Bible is the same word, oiko DeMeo. And it also is translated encouragement in your Bible. Encouragement, edification, built up. All those terms come from the same Greek word. And when a person is edified, and a person is built up to be something in God's plan for his life, rather than demanded of it, rather than God demanding something from you, God will build you up to be something. So instead of God saying, I demand that you become this person here, God says, I'm going to build you up to become that person. And it's a process, it'll take some time, but that's my goal in your life. And I'm going to enter into the operation edification with you and build you up and encourage you with positive affirmation, which is needed to inspire your confidence in God, and it allows God to take me to my greatest potential in Him. So the encouragement, the positive affirmation that you give me, and I get a lot around here because I threaten you, but the positive affirmation that God, that comes to us is needed to inspire our confidence in God and to allow God to take us to our greatest potential in Him. You see it in the world, apart from God. You see it in the world. You go to a baseball game and the next batter gets up and everybody is on the opposing side saying, no batter, no batter. What are they trying to do? Deflate their confidence. And then your team gets up and you're a hitter, you can do it, come on. You know, I mean, it's all confidence building. It's all designed to give a person confidence so that they hit the ball that's going to give you the winning run, or to deflate the opposing team so that they don't hit the ball. That's what cheering and booing is all about. Even the world understands it in a limited way. But here we have, in God's perspective, the need for positive affirmation from people in the church, one to another, to build people's confidence in God's ability to do something in their life. Not in your, it's not confidence in your ability to do it, but confidence that God is going to do it in my life. People confirm it. Paul understood these principles. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Paul said this, for we are God's fellow workers, and you are God's field, and you are God's building or house. You are the Lord's building. You are the Lord's house. And according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. Let each man take heed how he builds upon it. No other foundation can anyone lay than that which has already been put down, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter's confession of faith. We begin with Jesus Christ, who he is and what he's accomplished. And that's the foundation that our lives are built upon. And we are built up from there to be all that God wants us to be in this life. So Paul sees in these verses, Paul is looking at a man's soul as a house. He sees men's souls as a house needing to be built up upon the right foundation stone. He sees a man needs to be placed on a foundation stone so that the work can continue in his life and he can be given affirmation through the body, and then he will become somebody who God can take to the next level, to the next step, to the next level in all that God has for his life. So it begins with the foundation. And every house is built upon a foundation. Every house rests upon the foundation. And you learn that principle. Where do I rest? On my foundation. Do I struggle? Do I strive? Do I try to keep myself from sinking into the sand? No, I'm resting on a foundation that has been given to me. It is the doctrines of Jesus Christ, who he is, and what he's accomplished on that cross. And that's my foundation, and that's where the housing of my soul will rest. And if it's not there, if somebody's going to put me on a different foundation, if it's going to be the foundation of self-effort, the foundation of striving to be something, then I'm in trouble. But I'm on the foundation of Jesus Christ, who he is, what he's done, and I can rest on that. So Paul established the believer first in Hebrews 13:9. He established the believer with grace. He established his heart in grace. And then later on, as we see Acts 20:32, he said when he left Ephesus, he said, I commend you unto the grace of God, which is able to oikodomeo, build you up, edify you, encourage you, build a house within your soul. I'm commending you to the grace message. And I have other men in place. I'm leaving town. I have to go on in my missionary journeys. I'm leaving town, but I'm leaving some men behind who will continue to teach from that perspective, from the grace perspective. Because that's the only message that'll build you up. It's the only message that'll encourage you. Every other message will get you to look at yourself. And that's not very encouraging. Then we go over to Luke chapter 6, verse 47.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar.